I'm Rona Tarrant. The Vatican has issued a statement following the report into widespread sexual abuse in six Pennsylvania dioceses, saying Pope Francis is on the side of victims. The report said Catholic leaders covered up abuse of more than 1,000 victims and cited over 300 priests, clergy and lay teachers with credible allegations against them. The Vatican expressed shame and sorrow at the findings and said the Church needed to learn hard lessons from its past, with accountability for abusers and those who allowed abuse to occur. In a letter to US Catholics, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo yesterday announced three key goals and a plan to address the new abuse scandal. The goals include a full investigation into Archbishop Theodore McCarrick, whom abuse allegations have been made against, and the opening of new and confidential channels for reporting complaints against bishops, as well as advocacy for more effective resolution of future complaints. Cardinal DiNardo said the plan will be presented to bishops at their General Assembly meeting in November. The Defense Department has said a military parade requested by President Trump that had been planned for November in Washington has been postponed until next year. In February, Trump asked the Pentagon to explore a parade in celebration of American troops. Provisional figures released earlier Thursday said the event could cost about $90 million, more than three times the original estimate. Tributes are pouring in for the singer known as the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, who has died at the age of 76. Franklin performed at inauguration events for three US presidents and won 18 Grammys over a career spanning seven decades. She was also a powerful advocate for the civil rights movement. She was diagnosed with cancer in 2010 and died yesterday at her home in Detroit. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.